This is a Weird Darkness bonus bite. Real Weird Darkness in recent news. In Britain, there is a girl who resembles the heroine of the movie 50 First Dates. She suffers from serious memory problems, according to Daily Mail. 21-year-old Megan Jackson was diagnosed with a functional nervous disorder. The girl should not experience vivid emotions. If she does, if Megan watches a film, for example, that arouses strong feelings in her, or even if she just laughs, she'll have an epileptic seizure. Also, when she is happy or excited, she may experience numbness in her limbs, headaches, the inability to speak, and loss of consciousness. After such attacks, the girl has memory lapses. For the first time, this happened to her at the age of 17. Megan suffered 35 epileptic seizures in one day. Her mother called an ambulance for her, and she was taken to the hospital. The cause of the disease is still unknown. Megan said, "I can be happy, but not too much. Sad, but not too sad." When the girl regains consciousness after seizures, she cannot remember anything. Megan does not remember the names of her relatives or their dates of birth. Also, she forgets about having any friends. Speaking about her condition, Megan said, "The most bizarre thing is I can wake up and forget I like certain foods. I'll buy something, then the next day think, why did I buy this? I don't like that." To help Megan, her partner Tara keeps a diary in which she talks about the latest events, as well as taking photos and videos. "Sometimes I forget who my girlfriend is, and that's terrifying. Sometimes I forget family members. It's like my memory lapses," said Megan. She admits that everyone likens her condition to the film 50 First Dates, starring Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, which sees a woman suffering from short-term memory loss and starting her life afresh every day. For health reasons, Megan cannot even take a bath unattended, as well as walk alone or drive a car. One day she forgot that she had been fired and began to prepare for work. At the same time, Megan does not receive benefits, and her treatment costs a lot of money. A sad irony of this is, even though she's compared to the movie 50 First Dates, she can never watch it, because if it were to make her laugh or cry, she would forget about it entirely.